稣基督是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他是我们亲爱的救主。
He's our beloved Savior.
也是我们独一可靠的救主。
And He's the only one trustworthy.
所有信靠他的人都不至于羞愧。
All those who believe in Him will not be disappointed.
救主到底有多可靠？
How trustworthy is He?
不能够听别人来说而已。
We cannot rely on other people's saying.
必须要亲自选择耶稣做自己的救主。
We must choose Him personally as our Savior.
我们既然认定耶稣是神亲爱的救主。
Since we know Him as our Savior.
我们就来在生活上来经历他。
So we must experience Him in our lives.
我们在神的话语面前愿意更多的认识到底他是怎样的一位救主。
To His word, we shall know what kind of Savior is He.
今天早上我们要来看我们的救主实在是至隐的神。
We shall see in today through Bible, our God is a God who hides Himself.
我们来看为什么救主要至隐。
Why a Savior wants to hide Himself?
而且他至隐的时候在做什么？
So what does he do when he hides himself?
既然他是自隐的神，那我们要做什么？
So since he's a God who hides himself, what do we do?
直到一切都显明了。
Until everything is revealed.
直到所有的人都能够听见神儿子的福音。
When everyone hears the gospel of the Son of God.
直到我们都真知道耶稣基督是救主。
When we truly knowJesus Christ is our Savior.
我们觉得每一个来到神的会中都不是偶然的。
We know that it is not by chance that we come to the house of God.
当然，许多的人有不同的目的跟意义进到教会的里面。
Although through different means and purposes we enter into church.
但是如果这真是神的教会，
If this is truly the church of God,
那我们在这里就没有其他的目的和意义。
Then we don't have any other purpose.
我们都要集中在一个点上，耶稣基督就是我们的救主。
So we shall focus only one thing. Jesus is our Savior.
请我们打开圣经，以赛亚书45章。
Let's turn to the chapter, the book of Isaiah, chapter 45.
请我们读15节。
Let's read verse 15.
范达，我们一起来念。
Let's read.
救主以色列的神啊，你实在是至隐的神。
Oh God, is your Savior.
这是我们今天的题目。
This is our title today.
救主以色列的神，他是一位至隐的神。
The Savior, the God of Israel, He is a God who hides Himself.
请我们读其他帮助我们了解的圣经，约翰福音一章十八节。
Let's read.The book of John, chapter 1:18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。希伯来书十章四到七节。
Hebrew chapter 10, verse 4 through 7.
十章四到七节。
Chapter 10, 4 through 7.
因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪，所以基督到世上来的时候就说：神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说：神啊，你来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了，神儿子得了一个身体。
The Son of God has obtained a body.
他说，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。
I come is to do your will.
请我们再读约翰一书。
First,
对不起，我们先读十节，希伯来书十章十节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew, chapter 10:10.
我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。感谢主，神有一个旨意。
Praise the Lord, God has a purpose.
这个旨意没有任何的祭物跟礼物可以来代替的。
This purpose shall not be replaced by any sacrifices nor offering.
神的儿子必定要亲自道成了肉身来到我们的当中。
The Son of God has to come in flesh.
他为了要成全神的旨意。
In order to fulfill God's purpose.
神的旨意是什么呢？
What is His purpose?
他就是要在神的旨意里头献上自己的身体。
He is to, in God's purpose, sacrifice himself.
神要得着主耶稣基督的身体。
God has to obtain the body of Jesus Christ.
这个身体也是叫我们众人都成圣在里面。
And this body shall make us sanctified.
我们是凭着耶稣基督一次献上他的身体。
So,Jesus Christ, His offering once for all,
就叫我们所有相信的人都在主里头成圣了。
So that all those who believe in Christ shall be sanctified.
成圣的意思就是我们这班人是被神放在一边。
Sanctification means that those who believe will be set aside.
为了是要在这个旨意的里头叫我们一直往前。
So in order on this purpose of God, we can move forward.
神的儿子怎样成就了神的旨意？
How the Son of God fulfilled the purpose of God?
今天神的旨意也托在基督的身体，就是我们这些成圣的人的身上。
Likewise, that He is relying on the body of Christ, meaning church.
我们要从这里来看主耶稣，我们的救主是怎样一位自隐的神。
We shall see Jesus Christ how he is a God.
我们要从他的自隐一直说到主耶稣基督的显现。
Who hides himself from the point who hides himself to the point of his appearance.
我们的神是自隐。
Our God is a God who hides himself.
直到有一天我们的神也要显现。
Until one day he shall appear.
他自隐的时候是做我们的救主。
When he hides, he is our savior.
他显现的时候是做什么呢？
When he appears, what does he do?
请我们读约翰一书三章八节。
So let's turn to the book of 1 John chapter 3:8.
约翰一书三章八节。
1 John chapter 3:8, verse 8.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。我们再念这一句：神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。我们的神是极大能力的神。
Our God is powerful.
他是圣洁的神。
He's a holy God.
他是公义的神。
He's a righteous God.
他断不能以有罪的为无罪。
He cannot count unrighteous as righteous.
啊，所以神当神看见他所爱的人犯了罪的时候
，So when God saw those who He loved most sinned,
神必须要做一个选择。
So He must make a choice.
要么他显现把这个人击杀掉
，Either He appears and killed those who sin.
要么他把自己藏起来，给这个人有一个悔改的机会。
Or he hides himself, giving these people a chance to repent.
圣洁的神不能够跟罪人在一起。
The holy God cannot coexist with sinners.
圣洁的神要显现自己的时候，必定要来审判罪人。
The holy God, when he appears, he must judge the sinners.
然而我们生在地上的人，我们就是一个属地的人。
For those who dwell on this earth, we are of the earthly.
我们是在肉身中，我们就是一个属肉体的人。
We are in flesh, a fleshly.
我们在世界上，活了一点时间，我们就变成是一个属世界的人。
So when we dwell in this world, we become worldly.
无论我们是属地、属肉体，或者是属世界。
Whether we are earthly, fleshly, or the worldly.
我们都知道，其实我们就是一个罪人。
But the bottom line, we are sinners.
上一个礼拜我们说到亚当，我们的始祖是因为被蛇骗了。
So we know that from our last message, our ancestor belonged to the serpent.
神说不可以吃那树上的果子。
God said, do not eat the fruits of this tree.
他们被魔鬼是那条蛇骗了。
However, they were deceived by the serpent.
不单是他们没有相信神的话，顺服神的话。
Not only did they not believe or obey the word of God,
他们还相信了蛇的话，顺服了蛇的话。
On the contrary, they believed the word of the serpent and obeyed the words of the serpent.
他们就好像被蛇咬了一口的人。
It looks like they were bitten by the serpent.
咬了被蛇这个毒蛇咬了一口的人，他身体里头的血液就有毒蛇的毒。
So once bitten, they had the toxin of a serpent in their body.
这个毒就一直混杂在我们的血液里面。
So this toxin became intertwined with in our blood.
没有一个人想自己怎么会有蛇的性情在我们里面。
I guess no one imagined that we have a life of a serpent in us.
怎么我变成是一个在地上看见什么就要抓什么据为己有的人。
How could I become a person who tend to grab everything that I see?
怎么我变成是一个那么充满肉体的那个情欲，要想要什么就要去抢什么的人。
How could I be so fleshly full of desire and greed?
如果有人抵挡我们，我们还要杀人打人。
So whenever someone who opposes us, we would like to kill them.
为什么我们生在这个世界上，我们也没有选择要怎么样，就变成是一个那么样爱世界的人。
It's not really so much about our choice, but we become so worldly.
好像每一个人都在一个向下坡的路上面，自己连滚带翻的就这样子一直往下走。
It looks like we are on that slope of decline.
今天我们看见神的话说出一个很简单的原因。
The words of God speak out clearly one major reason.
因为我们人里头有罪。
Because in us there is sin.
这个罪是毒蛇的毒。
This sin is the toxin of a serpent.
叫我们再也分不开到底什么是罪，什么是我。
So no longer can we separate what is sin and what is us.
因为毒跟我们的血液，毒跟我们的魂就是混在一起。
Because this toxin of a serpent being intertwined, blended with our sentiment and blood.
神的儿子不愿意审判我们，击杀我们。
The Son of God did not want to judge us or kill us.
所以就算这位自营的神穿上了肉身来到地上的时候。
So even this God who put on flesh still wanted to hide himself.
他说我不愿意定我不是来定罪的，来是来拯救的。
I come is not to judge the world.
神的儿子看见罪人没有一个定罪的心。
So the Son of God, when he sees the sinner, he doesn't want to judge us.
Condemn us.
Condemn us.
他只是要挽回我们，要我们了解到底神的福音是怎么一回事。
On the contrary, he wanted to redeem and save us.And to make us see what kind of position that we're in.
我们感谢神，有一个福音为我们准备好。
We praise the Lord, there's a salvation prepared for us.
耶稣基督就是为了神要准备好的福音，成全神的旨意。
For this very gospel, the Son of God came to fulfill God's purpose.
所以他是救主。
That's why he is the Savior.
他是我们慈爱的救主。
He is our kind Savior.
他是一个不定罪罪人的救主。
He is the one who does not condemn.
他来到地上的时候。
When he comes to this world.
只有两个目的。
He came for two purposes.
其实是一个目的的两面。
And maybe better said, it's two sides of a purpose.
救主来的目的就是要给人有救恩。
The Savior come is to give salvation.
在这个救恩的里面，一面是叫替我们除去罪。
So in this salvation, on one side, he wants to undo sin.
就是在我们每一个人的身上拔出那个蛇的毒。
That is to pluck out the toxin of a serpent from us.
另外一方面就是要在这个救恩的里头给我们新生命。
On the other side, in this salvation, he shall give us new life.
不但是除毒，还要给我们新的血液，叫我们能够活在神的面前。
Not only to undo sin, but give us this new life so that we can live in him.
神的儿子有多伟大？
How great is our Savior?
他不是给我们别人的血。
He's not giving us somebody else's blood.
不是给我们一些牛羊的血。
He's not giving us the blood of goat or bull.
他是把自己的血为我们来倾倒。
He has given his own blood.
他把自己的生命要来充满我们这个不值的生命里面。
He has given his life to someone who are so unworthy.
叫我们本来是像魔鬼这样子的性情。
For someone who are like the serpent,
现在可以像神儿子那么样美丽的性情。
We can turn to be someone like the Son of God and His beauty.
亲爱的朋友们
dear friends,
我们在地上也曾爱过。
And we have loved once.
在地上的爱都是为自己。
But the love of this world is for ourselves.
我们在我们的肉体里面也曾爱过。
In our flesh,We have loved before.
但是所有的爱都是为了满足自己。
But all this love is to satisfy ourselves.
我们在世界混了几十年。
We have journeyed on this land for many years.
我们也曾有所爱过。
Yes, we have loved once.
但是我们发现我们抓不住世界上的爱。
However, we cannot really take hold of this love.
反过来，世界的爱抓住我们。
Quite on the contrary, is the love of this world seized us.
一个人的堕落是从自己的心思就开始堕落起。
Our downfall starts from our mind.
然后心动了就有行动。
When our mind is stirred, then there's action.
行动了就放纵。
Then when there's action, and then we will be loosened.
Be indulged.
Indulged.
一个在放纵的人自己管不住自己。
Someone who indulges cannot control himself.
一个人上了什么样的瘾，他是没办法再救自己的人。
When someone's addicted, he cannot help himself.
感谢主，我们有神的儿子的福音。
Thanks to God, we have the salvation of the Son of God.
无论我们是多恶劣的一个人。
However severe condition that we are in.
无论我们心思里头有多诡诈，多有这个犯罪的倾向的人。
However deceitful or inclined to sin,
神一直宽容我们。
But God tolerates us.
他等待我们。
He's waiting on us.
他要我们认识他的福音，回到他的面前。
He wants us to understand this gospel so that we can turn to him.
他要拯救我们到底。
He shall save us to the end.
他要拔出我们里头所有毒液，蛇的毒液。
He shall remove all the toxin of a serpent.
他要把新生命一直都灌注我们，充满我们。
He shall give us this new life and fill us.
叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that every act or action shall be filled with this life.
在地上有许多的人想悔改自己的恶行。
So there are a lot of people want to change from our evil acts.
他们一再的定义要从痛改前非。
They really aim to repent.
因为被蛇咬的人知道是怎么样叫做痛。
So for those who were bitten by a snake shall know the pain.
那个毒发作的时候，他知道什么叫受苦。
When this toxin is in action,
世界上所有去宗教里头寻找安慰的人都是因为他的 毒液在发作的时候很痛苦。
For those who seek the religious comfort, it's because this toxin is working in them.
但是宗教没办法救人。
However, the religion cannot save us.
因为宗教叫你一套行为，叫你去做，你是做不出来的。
Because religion will teach you to do something good, however, we cannot do them.
我们的信仰只有很简单，耶稣基督不但只除去你的毒液，还要把新生命加给你。
Our belief is very simple. And not only he's going to undo the sin, but he shall give you new life.
叫你能够重新做人。
So that you can live a new life.
这里有一个关乎我们永远的一个福音。
It hinges this new eternal gospel.
到底我对这个福音有没有反应？
Do I have a reaction to this gospel?
有反应的人，他里面的毒素会一直一直减少，里面的那个新生命会一直一直增加。
The one who reacts and responds, this toxin shall decrease.
直到我们全人改变了像神儿子的荣耀。
Until that day we change like God, like the Son of God.
每一个人都要为自己做这样子的决定。
Everyone shall decide for himself.
在我们每一天生活的分叉口的面前。
When we at the fork of the road,
到底你选择神的儿子呢，还是选择自己的独行独断？
Either we choose the Son of God or the way we do things.
每一个堕落的生命都是一样。
The fallen life is the same in every one of us.
他们不想做恶，却是一直的出去做恶。
Even though we do not desire to do the evil thing, but we do quite the opposite.
他们想去做好，却是永远做不好。
When we try to do something good, but cannot do.
保罗说：“我真苦啊，谁能救我？”
How miserable I am because
who can save me? 感谢主，耶稣基督可以救我们。
Praise to the Lord.Our Jesus can save us.
上一个礼拜我们听见主耶稣基督救了三个人。
Last week, we know God saved three persons.
他救了雅各，使他变成以色列。
God saved Jacob and how he was turned from Jacob to Israel.
雅各是一个要为自己抓属地一切的东西的人。
Jacob is the one who wants to grab everything.
但是神把他改变成为一个属天的人。
But God has changed him into someone heavenly.
甚至他属天的尊贵到一个情形，他能够祝福埃及的王。
And until the point that he's so noble in order to give blessing.
地上的王在那个时候属埃及的法老最大。
On earth, the Pharaoh of Egypt is the greatest power.
雅各年老的时候可以举起手来祝福地上的王。
Jacob in his old age, he can lift his hand and bless the king.
因为神使他在帝王的面前成为一个属天的君王的地位。
Because God has turned him before this king of the world become a noble king.
神儿子的拯救是完全的。
God's salvation is complete and perfect.
以色列人因为一生怕死做奴仆。
Israelite because their fear of death and were enslaved.
他们喜欢生活所有的，他们为了生活所有的需要一直做奴仆。
Because the needs of this world, they become enslaved.
他们不能够吃一点苦，因为他们怕痛怕死。
They could not suffer because they fear of pain.
他们完全受了他们自己肉体的限制。
They were limited and restricted by flesh.
感谢神，神差遣摩西叫把他们从埃及带出来。
Thanks to God.God sent Moses to lead them out of Egypt.
拯救他们脱离肉体的残累。
Save them from the bondages of the flesh.
所有肉体本来都是侍奉地上的事，肉体的情欲。
The flesh worship the desire of flesh.
但是神拯救以色列人，叫他们出到旷野去侍奉永生的神。
But God saved them from the land of Egypt.Into wilderness so that they can serve God.
本来每一个人都是以自己的肚腹为神。
Originally, they were their stomach as their God.
但是感谢神，差遣了摩西来拯救这样子的人，叫我们可以来侍奉神。
But thanks to God because of Moses so that they can serve God.
大卫是一个属神的君王。
David is someone who belongs, he's a king who belongs to God.
但是任何人想要属神的时候
so, But anyone who wants to belong to God,
世界有许许多多的仇敌就要出现。
Then the enemy shall rise.
世界说你何必这样?
Because the world will question why.
为什么你要这样?
Why do you have to be certain way?
大卫一生不晓得有多少家里的仇敌。
David in his life, he had many enemies in his family.
在王宫里面有多少仇敌埋伏在这里？
There were a lot of enemies hidden in the palace.
他的家人，他的亲信，每一个都可能变成他的仇敌。
His family members and relatives often became his enemy.
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
因为大卫心里没有诡诈，他是一个合神心意的人。
There's only one reason, because David in him, there's no deceit.
大卫定义要侍奉神，而不侍奉自己。
His focus is to worship God.
大卫定义要为神找到安息之处，不是为自己做什么。
He determined to find a resting place for God, not for himself.
忽然之间，大卫发现家里头所有的人都变成他的仇敌。
And all of a sudden, David found out all his family members turned to enemies.
但是我们感谢神是我们的救主。
Praise to our God, God is our Savior.
就有一天，圣经告诉我们，神为大卫，神拯救大卫从一切脱离一切仇敌的手和扫罗的手。
And we know one day God has delivered David from the hands of his enemies and the hands of Saul.
神彰显了他自己的王权跟荣耀。
God has revealed his sovereignty.
神也应许大卫他的后裔要永永远远坐在宝座上。
He has also promised David his descendants shall be on the throne.
耶稣基督来到地上，他就是大卫的后裔。
Jesus, when he comes to this world, he is the descendant of David.
他是真实的那个君王。
He is a true king.
大卫死了就死了。
When David died, he died.
他埋葬的地方以色列人也指得出来。
And then his burial place is known by the Israelites.
但是神的儿子耶稣基督第三天就从死里复活。
But the Son of God was resurrected on the third day.
证明神一切的应许都是是的。
Proving God's promise is real.
证明神应许大卫的后裔一直做王到永远是真的。
Proving God's promise about David's descendants shall be on the throne eternally is real.
证明属神的人都要从死里复活得着荣耀是真的。
It is real that God's promise for those who believe shall resurrect.
我们的神是那么样慈爱有怜悯的神。
Our God is full of kindness.
他一直等候我们回转。
He's waiting for us to turn.
神要我们回转的目的还不是要赦免我们的罪而已。
The reason for our turn is not to just to believe in him.
神已经在他儿子的血里头赦免所有人的罪。
He has already forgiven all the sins in Jesus, the Son of God's blood.
但是人有没有看见自己的罪在神儿子的血里头被赦免呢？
So, but have men actually seen that our sins been forgiven in his blood?
但是人不愿意把自己的罪向神来敞开来显明。
But man does not want to confess his sins in front of God.
每一个世上的人都要对别人装作我是个好人。
Every person is trying to pretend that he's a good person.
如果有人说我们不怎么样，
If someone said we are not,
我们还要解释一番。
Then we would love to explain.
我告诉你，地上很多人都喜欢做慈善。
Let me tell you, a lot of people like to practice charitable actions.
我家里头就有一个人做了很多很多的慈善。
So one of my family members loved to do a lot of good deeds.
但是你知道他为什么做了那么多慈善？
But do you know why this person wanted to do a lot of good deeds?
因为他良心实在过不去。
Because this person's conscience was not peaceful.
他害了很多人。
Because this person hurt a lot of people.
他赚了很多钱。
He had made a lot of money.
但是呢，他没办法面对自己的良心。
Because he could not really face his own conscience.
所以他有两个选择。
So he had two choices.
一么就是说我根本就不要神，我不相信有神。
Either he totally denied God and not believe in God.
但是呢，他又是从小听见有神的人。
But then this person heard God from very little.
所以他就要去弥补一下他的恶行。
So he must compensate his bad deeds.
他每年做的慈善，我们都不可以想象有多少钱。
I can't even estimate, put a number on the good things that he did.
把那些零头算出来，我已经是个小富翁。
Just to sum up all the money that he has given out,
但是我们
跟世界的人没什
么关系。I could have been
a rich person, but we don't have any relationship with the worldly people.
啊，有一天他来问我，我做了那么样可怕的事，我到底可以怎么办？
So this person came to me and said, what should I do? I know, I did so many bad things.
我要做什么才可以弥补这些事情?
So what should I do so that I can retribute?
那是很难得的一天呢。
That is a very difficult, it's a difficult to come by for someone like that to confess.
因为他从来都不会承认自己是个坏人。
Because this person never really confessed that he's bad.
大家看见他都以为他是个好人。
Everyone's thinks that he's a very good person.
那我是说看见的人以为他是好人。
I'm only saying that someone who sees as though he's a good person.
但是认识他的人人人都晓得他是坏人。
But if someone really knows that person would know that he's not.
看见跟认识有什么不一样?
Seeing and understanding, what's the difference between the two?
看见就是好像大家坐在那里，你看见我，我看见你，就是看见了。
So when you say seeing, it's almost like just from appearance.
认识的话需要我们花一点时间彼此有交通。
To understand or recognize, it takes a deeper understanding.
有时候我对你有点要求，有时候你对我有点要求。
It takes something that when we demand each other.
我看看我们的要求，彼此要求的时候，我的反应，我做了什么，才算认识。
So these kind of demand, mutual demands, what kind of reaction do we have?
在教会里头，我们要看见弟兄姊妹。
So in church, we must see our brothers and sisters.
所以我们盼望大家都来。
So we hope that everyone comes.
但是我们更盼望要认识弟兄姊妹。
But more importantly, we shall understand and know brothers and sisters.
当我们在主面前有一点催促的时候，我们一起做了什么？
At the urging of God, when we do something.
所以那一天，我的那个亲戚说，我到底怎么办？
So when this relative of mine said, what should I do?
我说，你要办的事情，你如果今天不停止，你会一直办下去。
So I responded, if you continue to do the thing that you've been doing.
但是你要重新开始，你只有一条路。
If you want to start anew, there's only one way.
回到耶稣基督的面前。
Turn to the way of Jesus Christ.
然后就跟他讲福音。
And then I began to preach the gospel.
好了，他听懂了一半。
So he understood maybe 50%.
他仍然做很多慈善。
He did a lot of good deeds.
因为他有信，没有福。
So even though he believed, but he's not convinced.
什么叫有信？什么叫没有福呢？
So what does it mean by believing but not yet quite convinced?
他相信他自己是罪人。
So he believed that he's a sinner.
他相信他要做一个好人。
He believed he needs to be a better person.
但是他并没有服耶稣基督的福音。
But he's not really obedient to the gospel of God.
他没有服神的儿子已经为他钉上十字架 流出宝血。
So he's not obeyed or convinced that the Son of God has shed the blood for him.
所以他现在的生命非常复杂。
So his life is rather complicated.
他变成一个宗教的人物。
And all of a sudden he becomes a religious person.
他每个礼拜都去教堂。
He goes to church every week.
那有一天我也带他去教堂。
So one day I also took him to church.
但是我带他去的教堂是很正统的教堂。
So I took him to a very orthodox church.
直直的讲福音，直直讲神的话。
So it speaks the words of God in the gospel directly.
那但是他去了两三次之后，觉得不怎么样。
But he didn't feel anything after two or three times.
因为这个教会没有教我们应该做什么。
Because this church did not really tell us to do anything specific.
啊，所以他去找一个教会。
Then he found another church.
他自己找到了一个教会。
Then he found another church for himself.
This
is the richest church in Hong Kong.
啊, 每一个人不是什么太平绅士，就是什么银行家，很多有钱人，有钱人在里头。
So this church is full of people with titles and wealth.
他说这个教会像样。
So this church is good.
里头的所有的弟兄姊妹都是谈做什么慈善，大家比做慈善。
So all they talked about is about the good deeds they do.
啊, 他就进去做了一个这样子的宗教人物。
So he becomes one of those religious persons.
所以上次我又回香港去拜访他。
So last time I visited him in Hong Kong.
我说某某人你受浸了没有？
So I said, were you baptized?
他说我还没有。
I have not.
我说为什么呢？ 你的教会没有请你去受浸吗？
Why not? Didn't your church request that?
他说我聚完会我就走掉了。
Oh, because I leave right after the meeting.
没有人有机会跟他讲什么话。
So no one has a chance to speak to me.
哎，我说你好可怜哦。
I said, oh, how pitiful.
怎么你做赚钱的事，你是一口气做到底，有一个结果出来，结果就是赚钱。
But when you do something in a business, you will persevere to the end until you make money.
怎么在你生命攸关，在你永远的事攸关，你是做一半就停了呢？
So, but when something matters your life and eternity, how come you only do it halfway?
我讲是讲了，他是听不懂。
Even though I said it, I don't think he understands.
他说我们的教会很好。
He said our church is very good.
我说我相信你的教会很好。
I believe your church is very good.
但是教会跟你有什么相干呢？
But what does it have to do with you?
你从前跟一般流氓混在一起。
You once company with rascals.
现在跟一般慈善家混在一起。
Now you actually mix yourself with whole bunch of philanthropists.
从前你觉得你是坏人，现在你觉得你是好人。
So before you thought you were a bad person, now you feel you're a good person.
都是你觉得的事。
But it's all about your feelings.
问题是神怎么说？
But I think it's more important matters what God says.
有一天我们人人都会受神的审判。
One day we shall all be judged by God.
神，公义的神，是人人的审判。
Yes, our God, the righteous God shall judge us.
我们下面再读一些圣经，《使徒行传》5章31节。The
Book of Acts, Chapter 5, Verse 31.
我们从30节开始。Let's
start at Verse 30.
使徒行传5章30节。
你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活。神且用右手将他告死，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩。神儿子被杀在木头上。The Son of God was killed on the cross.
神叫他从死里复活。
But God caused him to be raised.
并且用右手将他高举,
to his right hand he was exalted.
叫他做君王,
he became a prince and a savior.
你要得着一个真实的,
if you want to obtain something real, you must come before this prince and savior.
什么叫真实的?
What is so called the real?
两件事,
two sides.
悔改的心, 赦罪的恩,
a heart of repentance and the forgiveness of sins.
我们的心,
we cannot control our hearts.
但是你来到耶稣的面前,
so when you come before Jesus, he shall give us this repentance.
我们的罪, 我们没办法自己去, 做什么。
We cannot do anything about our sins.
来到耶稣面前可以得着赦罪的恩。
However, when we come before our Jesus, we shall obtain this forgiveness of sins.
主耶稣没有说你去教会你就可以得着悔改的心赦罪的恩。
Jesus didn't say that go to church, then you shall receive this repentance.
主耶稣没有说你服侍主，做慈善家，做很多善事，你就得着这些那个赦罪的恩、悔改的心。
Jesus did not say that go ahead do the good deeds so that you shall receive forgiveness of sins.
主还没有高举教会。
God did not raise the church yet.
主也还没有高举你手上的侍奉。
God did not elevate the service you perform.
我们的主，我们的神高举了他的儿子耶稣基督。
Our God, our Lord, raised His Son, Jesus Christ.
今天我们只有这么样一条路。
Today we only have this only way.
信的人，不信的人，都是一样的路。
Believe or not, there's only one way.
天天来到救主的面前。
We shall daily come before the Savior.
主啊，我需要悔改的心。
I need this repentance
heart.
我需要赦罪的恩。 I need this grace of forgiveness of sins.
申命记29章29节。
Deuteronomy chapter 29:29.
这是一节很有名的圣经。
This is a very famous verse.
申命记，圣经第五卷书29章29节。
Deuteronomy 29:29。
隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。神儿子给我们悔改的心、赦罪的恩，叫我们能够重新做人。
So the Son of God has given us this repentance of heart and forgiveness of sin so that we can live again.
然后他说，隐秘的事永远属于耶和华的。
The secret things shall belong to the Lord our God.
所有人的心都在神的手中。
All the secret things are in the hands of God.
神都可以叫他成为一个悔改的心。
And all these shall be turned into repentance.
但是神要每一个人自己来到神面前。
However, we need to come before the Lord.
然后神才可以开始做事。
And then God can begin to do work.
我们的神不强迫人。
God does not force us.
我们的神要人自己来选择他。
God wants us to choose Him on our own.
神尊重我们, 就算我们在犯罪的时候, 神仍然尊重我们。
God respects us even though in our sin.
罗马书的话说, 神任凭我们。
The book of Romans said, He tolerates us.
He give him up, give us up.
Give us us.
我们要做什么, 神让我们去做什么。
So He let us do what we do.
但是神有一个把握。
But He has this one assurance.
到有一天审判来的时候, 每一个人, 每一件事都要交账。
When that day of judgment, everyone shall be accountable.
哦，亲爱的朋友，我们不要看地上那么多的恶人，怎么可以作恶那么久啊？
So don't think that the world, a lot of bad people doing bad things for so long.
如果没有神，我劝你也作恶。
So I would advise you, if there's no God, do the same.
他恶来，你恶往。
So we shall mutually doing. Do bad things.
他拿石头打你，你也拿石头打他。
So if the person stone you, then you do the same.
明的不行，你暗的。
If you cannot do it in openly, you can do it secretly.
什么样的人都怕暗里头发生的事。
So everyone fears something being done in secret.
如果没有神的话，暗也无所谓。
If there was no God, doing things in secret is okay.
但是神把自己隐藏在暗中。
But God, He hides Himself.
你以为人看不见，那是神一直都看见。
You thought nobody sees it, but God sees it.
圣经的话说，神的震怒在你的头上。
God said His anger will be on your head.
哇，我们的神真的好像没有底的一样。
So our God is like there's no bottom.
小偷偷了一点点很开心。
When a thief is rejoicing what he has stolen,
神的震怒在他头上,
but he didn't know the anger is on his head.
行死皇, 毛泽东, 对不起啊。
So a few fearless Chinese leaders,
一代枭雄,
maybe the great heroes.
但是他在多少的人的肩膀上上去的?
They rose up to somebody else as the expense of many.
世界上所有的霸权都是这样。
So all these 霸权。
Yeah, 霸权我都不会翻, 没关系。 All the power of the earth are on the same path. 胜者为王, 败者为寇。
The fittest survives.
所以好像大家 除了神之外, 是无所谓的。
So if besides God, really nothing matters.
但是圣经说另外一件事,
However, the Bible says something else.
有关系的。
It does matter.
关系到你的永远生命。
It matters to your eternal life.
关系将来你要在地狱的火里头烧呢?
It matters whether or not you're going to be burned in hell.
还是你在神的国里头永远享受他的福分。
Or you enjoy in God's kingdom.
神任凭地上所有的人。
God gives us, give the person, the world, the people up.
每一个放纵自己的人就一直的在增加他自己的震怒。
So the one who is indulging shall increase the anger of God.
我们再读以赛亚书45章3节。
So let's read the book of Isaiah, 45 chapter, verse 3.
刚才我们读到明显的是属于我们和我们子孙的。
So earlier we said the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever.
使我们能遵行神一切的律法。
That we may observe all the words of this law.
神要我们行在对的路上。
God wants us to do the right thing on the right path.
照着他的话语, 照着他的旨意, 我们来往前。
According to the words and his purpose, we shall move forward.
神给我们看见两条路的两个终点。
So God let us see the ends of these two paths.
一条路, 神任凭我们, 我们随心所欲去做。
On one path, we indulge and God led us.
另外一条路是行神的旨意, 走在神的律法上。
And the other one, that according to his will and purpose, we walk on this way.
神给我们看见两个不同的结果。
God let us see the ends of these two ways.
爱神的人, 要神的人, 他们自重要得着神。
The one who loves God shall obtain God.
爱臣的人, 最后抓了一把沙, 就进去地狱了。
So the one who loves the dust shall get nothing.
爱世界的人, 最后的手是空的。
The one who loves the world shall receive nothing.
爱肉体的人, 最后在肉体的火里头一直烧着。
The one who loves the world shall be burned.
两个结果非常清楚。
The two ends are very clear and different.
以赛亚书45章3节。
The book of Isaiah chapter 45.
我要将暗中的保护和隐蔽的财宝赐给你,
and hidden wealth of secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name.
对每一个来到神面前的人，神都把 隐藏的暗中的宝物，隐秘的财宝赐给他。
All those who come before God, God shall give us the treasure of the darkness and hidden wealth of secret places.
神的儿子把自己的生命赐给我们。
The Son of God has given His own life to us.
神的儿子把他的圣灵赐给我们。
The Son of God has given His Holy Spirit to us.
所有的财宝在乎这两个。
So all the treasures are on this particular point.
今天在信的人, 神的儿女里面有两个宝贝, 其实是一个,
so all those believers of God has this treasure.
都是告诉我们, 今天我们所得的是在暗中所得的。
Is to tell us whatever we obtain is really through the secret places.
没有人看见基督徒里头的那个生命。
No one sees this life of a Christian.
这个话不完全。
Maybe it's not perfect.
我是说没有地上的人看见我们基督徒里头的生命。
The worldly people cannot see the life of a Christian in us.
但是神看见。
But God sees us.
魔鬼也看见。
The devil also sees us.
魔鬼知道什么人是属于他的。
The devil knows who belongs to him.
所以魔鬼知道谁是属魔鬼的。
The devil knows whom belong to him.
神在暗中也一直的看见。
And God in secret places also see that.
谁是属于他的？
Whom belong to him?
那今天呢？我们每一个人自己里头要看见。
So every one of us shall also see.
到底我里头是流着毒蛇的血液呢，还是神儿子的血液？
So whether we have this blood of a serpent or the blood of the Son of God.
今天我里头有圣灵呢，还是有魔鬼的作为？
Either we have spirit, the Holy Spirit, or the act of a serpent.
我们的神在暗中赐给我们宝贝。
God has given us treasures in secret places.
我们就晓得主是提名召我们的神。
So we shall know our God calls us by our name.
啊，有一天我在一个很蛮痛苦的一个经历的里头。
One day I was in a very painful experience.
我说，主啊，我的时间不够用。
I said I really don't have enough time to use.
我太累了。
I am exhausted.
你一定要叫醒我，给我力量，我才有力量做完我要做的事。
So you must give me enough strength so that I can accomplish the things that I intend to do.
然后叫了闹钟就去睡觉。
Then I set the alarm clock and then went to sleep.
在睡梦中忽然间主说 Fendi, Fendi.
So during my sleep, then I heard God said, Fendi, Fendi.
我盼望这个例子不是太牵强啊。
I hope this is not a
not a forced
example.
啊，那我一听见，诶，怎么会有人叫我呢？我马上就很精神的起来。
So I was woken up by the sound.
我一起来，我就知道主在那里。
So as soon as I woke up, then I know God was there.
主是提名召我们的神啊。
Yes, our God calls us by our names.
哦，那天我得着极大的力量，在主面前做完我该做的事。
On that day, I have received a lot of strength from God to finish the things that I set out to do.
因为我们的神是活神。
Because our God is a living God.
他是说话的神。
He is also someone who speaks.
他是提名召我们的神。
He's the one who calls us by our names.
我们在读诗篇七十八篇。
Let's also read the book of Psalm, chapter
78.
But the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever.
但是神不要我们这些信他的人，得着他福分的人，扣留他的恩典。
He does not want us who receive his blessing and grace.
我们要教导我们子子孙孙遵行神的旨意，走在主的正路上。
We need to teach our children to obey His words.
还不止这样。
Not only that.
主说，我们暗中所听见的，要在明处来说出来。
So what we heard in secret places, we shall speak up in open.
我们在内室听见的，我们要上房顶来宣告出来。
Something that we heard in our secret chambers, we shall speak up on the rooftop.
我们读诗篇七十八篇第四节。
Let's read Psalm 78:4.
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，
要将耶和华的美德和他
的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。第六节。
Verse 6.
使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙，我们的福音就像一点火。
As our gospel is like a little flame.
经过耶稣基督传递到给我们。
To Jesus Christ shall be preached to to us.
然后经过神的百姓，我们来传递给一切还没有听见福音的人。
To God's people, This gospel shall be preached to those who have not heard.
神的旨意不是来赦罪而已。
God's salvation is not just to forgive sins.
他是给我们完全的救恩。
He is going to give us a complete salvation.
他要除去魔鬼的作为在我们的身上。
Undo the deeds of the devil on us.
他要赐给我们新的生命。
He shall give us new life.
叫我们能够行在他的旨意、他的道中。
So that we can.Be according to his will and purpose.
神拯救我们还不只是为我们而已。
He saved us not only for us,
还为我们的子子孙孙,
it's for our descendants and our children.
也要一起来走在主的路上,
so that we're all going to be walking on this way.
也不只是给我们和我们的子孙,
so not only for us or our children.
圣经七十四篇七十八篇说, 给他们的子孙,
the Bible says it shall be to their children.
甚至将要剩的后代子孙,
or the children to be born.
叫他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙,
and to their children as well.
目的是什么?
What is the purpose?
神的目的有一个美好的信息告诉我们,
there is a beautiful news.
神的永远旨意里头有一个起点, 叫福音,
this eternal purpose, the beginning point is gospel.
有一个终点, 叫做神永远的居所,
and there's an end point, is called the dwelling place of God.
神愿意与我们同住,
God wants to dwell with us.
神愿意所有信靠的人都走在这个路上, 直到我们进入他的圣所,
He desires all those who believe to walk on this way until such point that we can be in His dwelling place.
叫神和人都永远有安息,
so that God and human can have this eternal peace.
我们最后读78篇第72节。
So lastly, let's read chapter 78-72.
今天所有信主的人,
all those who believe God,
我们清楚知道神永远的旨意,
we must know clearly the purpose of God,
所有信主的人,
all those who believe the Lord,
知道耶稣基督是独一可靠的救主,
to know that Jesus is the only one trustworthy,
所有信主的人,
all those who believe,
知道我们神是自隐的神,
know that our God is a God who hides Himself,
这位自隐的救主, 在他的,
this恩慈里面, this God, this Savior who hides Himself always in His grace,
in His kindness,
in His kindness,
在他的宽容里面,
in His tolerance,
在他的忍耐里面,
in His patience,
等候我们回转到他的面前,
waiting for us to turn.
今天我们有盼望我们有得救的智慧, 就回到他的面前,
so let us desire to have this wisdom so that we can turn to Him.
这是我们唯一的路,
and this is our only way.
然后我们真的回到他的面前,
then when we truly turn to Him,
我们就要进入神永远旨意的终点,
then we shall enter this ending point of the eternal purpose of God.
72节说,
verse 72 says,
于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们, 用手中的巧妙,
and guided them with his skilled hands,
所有回转到神面前的儿女,
all those who turn before God,
神要一直牧养我们,
God shall shepherd us,
使把我们带到他可安息的圣所,
until that we are being led to the resting place.
我们一起在地上所做的就是这么两件事,
so whatever we do on this earth is really for these two things.
一个传耶稣基督叫人得救的福音,
one is to preach the gospel of God so that others can turn to God.
耶稣做叫人死人和睦的见证,
and Jesus had lived this testimony about to bring harmony between man and God.
All people to God. 神要牧养我们的一生,
God shall shepherd us eternally.
要引导我们走在他的正路上,
shall lead us to this path.
救主是自隐的救主,
our Savior is someone who hides Himself.
所以我们不再在他的面前,
so we no longer to have to hide before Him.
最后我们读三节的圣经, 我不去解释, 因为太清楚了,
so lastly, let's read three more verses of the Bible. I'm not going to explain.
我们念完, 我们都, 一起再来唱诗歌,
so when we finish reading, let's all we sing our hymn.
盼望这三节圣经是我们今天领受主话的最实在的回应,
so let's hope that these three verses will be our feedback.
没有一个人可以代表其他人回转到神面前,
so no one can take the place before God of our turning before God.
父亲那么爱自己的儿子, 不能代替儿子,
a father who loves his son very dearly but cannot take the son's place.
丈夫不能代替妻子, 妻子也不能代替丈夫,
The husband or wife can take, cannot take one another's place.
啊, 主人不能代替仆人, 仆人也不能代替主人。
The servant cannot take the place of a master, neither a master can take the place of a servant.
回转到耶稣面前是最主观的经历。
So returning to God is something very subjective experience.
但是所有的毒蛇种类有一个关要过。
So all the rays of a serpent, they must pass beyond this critical point.
这个关好像一道门一样拴封在我们面前。
So this critical point is almost like a door to us. It's shut.
这道门好像在看的时候，面前有一个说我是罪人的一个牌子挂在上面。
So this door as though is announcing that we are sinners.
承认的就从这个门过去。
So for those who acknowledge the sins will pass.
今天我告诉大家一件隐藏的事。
So let me tell you something that is hidden.
必须要从这道门经过了之后，回头一看，你才晓得这个门的另外一边写什么。
So you must pass the first point to see what's written on the other side of the door.
你过了这道门，承认自己是罪人的话。
So when you pass to that point, admitting yourself being a sinner.
你回过头来要看见。
So when you turn,
上面也有一个牌子。
And there's also another banner.
耶稣使我成圣。
Jesus calls me to sanctify me.
Sanctification in Christ Jesus. 好, 那个最后三节圣经。
Lastly, the last three verses.
每个人自己有一点打定一点主意哈。
So let's
今天没有成圣的 一定要成圣。
So for those who are not yet sanctified, we must be sanctified.
没有很清楚的知道自己是罪人的, 今天要过去。
So for those who are not really sure about you, whether you are sinners or not, we must pass that point.
你不过去也是个选择。
If you don't pass beyond that point, it's a choice.
那今天我们也看见那个选择的终点是什么。
So we also know that the end point of that choice.
但是这三节圣经第一节, 诗篇69篇。
So the first verse of the three is in the book of Psalm, chapter
69:3. 69:3, sorry. 第五节。Verse 5.
Let's read it for ourselves.
神啊,
oh God,
我的愚昧, 你原知道,
my fault,
我的罪欠,
my wrong,
不能隐瞒。
From thee.
第二节, 诗篇32篇第五节。
The second verse, chapter 32, verse 5.
我向你陈明我的罪。
不隐瞒我的恶,
我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯, 你就赦免我的罪恶。 最后一节, 诗篇40篇第10节。
Psalm chapter 40, verse 10.
这个是把已经经过的人给的一个
So this verse is for those who already passed that point, acknowledging you are a sinner.
然后我们就看见第十节，我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，我已陈明你的信实和你的救恩，我在大会中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实。请我们再唱140首。
So let's sing hymn 140.